and exquisite smoothness. "I have something to show you in my quarters," the comm from Kylo Ren read. "I'll be right there, Supreme Leader," General Hux replied. Hux let himself into Ren quarters, as was his usual custom. When he entered, Ren was not in his usual place, reclined in his large armchair and poised to torment Hux with some trivial task beneath his station. "I have decided to modify my appearance to suit my status," Ren called out from another of his rooms. Taking that as permission to approach, Hux made his way to the inner sanctum of Ren's chambers, a place he had not access to before. It was a stark space, dimly lit with only a single seat, facing some kind of statue, which on close inspection appeared to be the deformed helmet of Darth Vader. Hux waited there for a minute until a new figure entered the room. It was Kylo Ren, dressed from neck to toe in shimmering gold. Atop his head there was nothing but smooth, glistening skin. "What do you think?" Ren asked, and Hux could tell he was nervous. "Beautiful," was the word that came to Hux's mind. "Exquisite. Lovely." Hux wanted to touch it. He wanted to do more than touch it. He wanted to... It was without Hux's conscious effort that his hand drifted down to stroke his hard length through the thick material of his jumpers. "Hux?" Ren questioned. Hux made no effort to hide what he was doing. The depth of his feelings, which were once filled with hatred and disdain for Kylo Ren, were now occupied by something else. Fascination, longing, lust. Ren furrowed his brow. "I see your mind now," he said, "if this is how you feel." He approached Hux in two long strides and knelt before him. "Go on," Ren urged. "Do what your heart desires." It took not a moment for Hux to loosen his belt and undo his jumpers. He quickly procured a small bottle of personal lubricant from his pocket. Tarinti flavor and scent, of course. With one gloved hand, he tugged himself free of his underwear. With the other, he popped the cap of the bottle open and coated his hard member liberally, smearing it until it was fully wet. He then poured a large quantity over Ren's flawless scalp. This he didn't smear with his hand. He touched his cock to Ren's scalp instead, gently resting just the head of it on the pool of lubricant threatening to drip down Ren's head. "Oh," he moaned aloud as he began to gently thrust his hips, rubbing his throbbing member on Ren's smooth head. "Oh yeah." Ren said nothing and only knelt patiently while Hux explored every square inch of Ren's head with the tip of his cock. The back, the top, the temple, and even the forehead. No part was left untouched. Soon Hux could no longer maintain such a languid pace and began to rub faster, trapping his dick between his hand and Ren's hard skull and fucking between them until he was on the precipice of orgasm. He didn't ask for permission to coat Ren's head with his semen, but that was precisely what he did. He came and he came, crying out loud and mixing his ejaculate with a tearing lubricant. When he was finished, he stepped back to observe Ren. Even kneeling, he looked regal, especially now, with the crown of ejaculate bestowed upon him by Hux. Ren got to his feet, making no effort to wipe the fluid mixture now dripping down his face. "I see you enjoyed this," he said. "Indeed I have," Hux replied. "To summon this new progression of our relationship, it's only fitting that I return the favor," Ren declared, using the force to summon a laser razor from another room, Grand Marshal. Elated by his sudden and unexpected, though certainly well-deserved promotion, Hux's heart skipped a beat. "As you wish, Supreme Leader."